There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing, and today I'm joined by Aleida Solis, independent SEO consultant. Hello, Aleida.
Hello, how are you, Andy?
I'm very, very well. Now, that sounds like, is that a Spanish accent I can detect?
It is. It's a Spanish accent. Indeed, I am a native Spanish speaker.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, because I know that you are an SEO consultant, aren't you?
Indeed. I am an international SEO consultant. I am based in Spain, although I travel for conferences and also for work. I work with clients all over the world, really, from Europe to the US to Latin America to Asia. And I am very happy to be speaking with you right now.
Yeah, well, this is why I wanted to speak to you, because I've given this show a working title of Confessions of an Independent SEO Consultant. And I know that quite a lot of our listeners allude to this and are looking at this as a possible career. I'm just interested if you could give us some tips from your sort of experience of being a sort of independent SEO consultant. How did you get started in this?
I finished an e-commerce master many years ago in 2007 or so. So I started working at an online marketing agency, and I specialized more and more in SEO. So after that, I started evolving my SEO specialist to SEO manager, department manager, also did at some point a little bit of social media and web analytics, but then specialized more and more in SEO. From agency, I switched to in-house, and when I moved to Madrid, because I was initially working in Salamanca, living there. And so in Madrid, I worked for in-house Spanish companies. Then I started working for a big Russian forex company from Spain, and then again remotely for an American agency. So I have been working in-house, and also then at the end of the day, I realized that what I really enjoyed the most was to be able to work directly with clients, with companies, help them to grow their organic search visibility and conversions, and ultimately their results, their ROI, online ROI. So I had the benefit to be able to go to conferences, to start speaking at conferences, blogging, etc. So I was a little bit known more, and directly companies started getting in touch with me to do their rep offices or to get consulting from me directly. So then at that point, I realized that if some of the last companies that had hired me had been because my reputation and my professional brand, I really needed to start to capitalize myself directly, right? Of course, it involved a risk, but it has been really, really a really nice career change for me to be able to work as an independent consultant now. It's really nice to be able to be your own boss and to be able to choose who you work with and how you work with and organize yourself. It requires discipline, but it's a really nice change, and has helped me also to learn about so many other things than just SEO, for sure.
So it sounded like you started off working for a bigger company, and then you sort of like went independent later. Do you think that's a fairly common pattern?
Well, I think that there's people who enjoy really to the corporate work and type of job. I mean, I have spoken with colleagues in the sector. I go to work at 9. I know that I'll be at home at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And they are happy to be there, and they know how their career will grow. Ultimately, be able to work at a bigger company or bigger brand or do more generic type of online marketing, not only SEO. But today, in my case, for example, I really enjoy the flexibility. I really enjoy to travel. I am on tour of digital nomad, and so some of the benefits of being independent for me weigh more than the benefits that I will have to have a corporate type of job. Also, by being independent, I have the flexibility to do all the types of projects that I am really like looking forward to develop and to be able to develop my own product and my own website and businesses at the end of the day. So I am really enjoying being my own boss and doing things on my own that I am really passionate about.
Yeah. We'll talk more about how you sort of promoted yourself in a minute, but just tell us about some of the clients you've worked with.
Yeah, well, it's a mix. It's funny because and I work with, and I have worked also in the past a lot with startups. The startups to have been able to already have like a minimum viable product and a minimum viable also organic growth. But they want at some point they get, for example, investment and they want to maximize and to have a real strategy behind, etc. But they don't have still the capacity to hire an in-house person. I provide advice, external advice to their online marketer team in general. And so that is one type of profiles of my clients. Then I have like corporate big clients, big companies who are online based, who are already profiting a lot from SEO. That they have also their in-house team of SEO, but they are probably in very competitive and in challenging situations. So they need an experienced advice, an external advice, and they, for example, they have specific challenges in international or mobile, which are two areas where I am more specialized. So they bring me in to provide external consulting, validation, or a specific strategy to overcome or close the gap that they have with their competitive sector of their businesses. So it's nice because there is a mix. I am able to work with smaller clients and get things done like really quickly, very flexible, but with not so many resources. And then on the other hand, I am able to work with big companies who have a lot going that I can profit from that and make sure that I align a lot of other types of actions with SEO, also the strategy that I come up with. But then, yeah, in type of pace and speed that bigger companies have is lower usually.
Now, you mentioned later that you specialize because you've got some specializations within the SEO sort of sphere. Do you think it's a good idea to specialize if you're an independent consultant?
Definitely. If you are an independent consultant and really want to work with clients by yourself, the company by yourself, I think it's very important to have a unique selling proposition and differentiate yourself from other first agencies in general and then other consultants can provide, right? And in my case, is that I am a person who has deep knowledge and experience in specific areas in SEO. In my case, it's international because I am multilingual myself and I have been able to work with companies and websites in the past that have targets multilingual, multi-country type of setting. And I leverage on that experience on one hand, and also multi-device type of environments where when it was still not so common in the past, right? Mm. So I saw these two areas where I could definitely differentiate myself, could definitely provide value and skills might not necessarily be able to provide. So yes, I in my case, it has worked very, very well. And so in general, I think that all independent SEOs and consultants in general should have clear their unique selling proposition. In my case, it's to be specialized in this area. And the type of consultancy and advice that I provide, I much more personalized and much more one-on-one with the company than any type of that I have seen. So those are very important, unique selling propositions indeed.
Now, I want to talk about how you've promoted yourself with Twitter and social media. I'll come on to that in a minute. Just before that, you mentioned your specialty, international SEO and sort of mobile SEO, different devices. I was just wondering, as an independent consultant, what are the trends and challenges you've been seeing recently in international SEO and mobile SEO?
Yeah, well, international, what I am seeing is that more and more American, for example, American companies and companies who have been very well established in the English-speaking world, also UK ones, although UK ones are usually more often because of there is this exchange with Europe, other European countries. But for example, especially for big American corporations, I am seeing more and more that they want to start their Spanish version because they have a higher, bigger audience in their own country, in the U.S., who are Spanish speakers. And so they want to enable a multilingual approach and a full multilingual strategy, right? And they need to start with the basics, creating a Spanish version besides their original English one. And then the other types of companies who want to expand themselves, that they have to realize that in order to continue growing, they need to target a broader audience.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Usually these are going out. So it's about which are the audiences and which are the international I really need to target. Should I target the languages? Should I target the countries specifically? What is the best way to leverage my current authority and position to be able to advance better and faster by growing in those new markets? So there are these general situations of companies that are starting. And then I am seeing more and more these other very online-minded and oriented, international-oriented companies who have been for a while already internationally targeted. Many e-commerce websites, for example, or SaaS websites, for example, but that even that if they had many language versions or multi-country versions, they really had their focus in some very specific markets, and what they did was just to extrapolate what they had in their original most important markets in the rest. And now they are realizing that they need to do much more because there are many more in development or countries that are doing their own thing and they are starting their own companies. So they have much more competition that they used to have in the past and they are not able to grow as they would in these additional countries because they haven't really set their minds and their own specific strategies into leveraging those specific audiences, right? So I can see this like two timelines and moments with companies. In general, the challenges that these companies have with international though are less the same, right? Like I have already all these different languages versions. Which ones do I prioritize, or how can I create for each one of them without falling into content duplication issues, and how I really rank for this market with the right version. And then there comes different types of tactics or strategies, like implementing expert plan annotations or geo-targeting or doing a real keyword research and audience research and competition research also for each of their top markets, because they have to extrapolate what they have in their versions and this type of things. Something is funny. Something similar at some point has also happened with mobile, because everybody wanted to go mobile since last year when Google said, especially after Google saying that they were going to take mobile optimization into consideration,
yes,
as a SEO factor, right? So everybody did like the minimum. They went responsive, mm-hmm. or they created a parallel mobile version on an end domain and implemented some patch, the rollout alternate and canonical. Indicate Google, which was their mobile version, and they thought that that was it, right? Okay, now I am mobile friendly. Now I passed mobile friendliness test from Google. That's it. And the reality is that there's so much more to leverage this mobile or to divide audiences to not necessarily have the same type of behavior with every device, right? And this is right now when the websites have already the minimum done. It's when they start to realize that, okay, I have 10K on building, enabling my mobile version. How I can really leverage now? How I can leverage a mobile SEO strategy and grow my visibility with that version specifically, and to increase conversion with that specific version. So here I go and at this point, and my work now is much more focused on building and help identify these opportunities with their specific device versions and mobile version in this case, to grow their organic search visibility and to leverage on all these new functionalities that Google is now supporting, like app indexing, for example. So it has evolved for sure, but it's funny because yes, 1 year ago it was like how I go mobile, and now it's like how I really with my mobile version.
Yeah. So back to you and your business, Alida. Just finally, tell us briefly how you have managed, you've developed your professional brand, especially I'm interested in, you know, using social media, Twitter, etc. How have you done that? What tips would you give to people that were trying to do that?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because right now I have 28K followers in Twitter, and I have also launched a newsletter to grow the not only the readership that I may have on my blog, because I do a lot of guest blogging and other important blogs in the section on necessarily I write in my blog, but I am now focusing more on really defining a strategy, because at the beginning it was very organic, you know. I just wanted to be resourceful. I really enjoy connecting, speaking, blogging, so that is how and why I started doing it, because it was very natural for me and I wanted to share what I had learned and what I was doing also in my day-to-day as an SEO. So I started doing it first in Spanish because, you know, what companies and clients have. So then I first grew my Spanish words and I became firstly known in Spain for being an SEO. And this is how I started growing, because really there was of course less people doing this in Spain than abroad in general.
Yeah.
And I think how I started to grow my followers by sharing interesting, useful resources, not only mine, posting on my blog, and also all the websites started to ask me if I wanted to contribute. And when I saw that the website was reputable and had a good amount of followers, etc., readership, etc., I agree, of course. Then I started to do that again in English, sharing a lot, contributing, at Digiland, Mav, the State of Digital, etc. And it was very organic. It went, I think, at another level when I started also speaking internationally. I before 2012, I think it was. I was only speaking in Spanish. Then I got the confidence at some point to, okay, if I write in English, I should also maybe speak in English too and speak internationally. So I started to speak internationally first in the UK, in Europe, etc., and then worldwide. And then it grew more. When I am speaking in my slides, you see that I always share my Twitter handle, my website, etc. I try to not be too salesy, but yes, I always prefer, okay, you can follow up with me in Twitter. It grew even more and more. So I think that on one hand, you need to focus on deliver view and deliver insight. Be useful. A lot of people send me also questions and send me emails. Of course, at some point, I couldn't be just replying emails to instead of clients, of course, that I need to prioritize. So that is when I came with the doing the newsletter. And also, so at some point in the past, I created this tips, Aleida SEO tips, to be serious and pro-serious with little insight and answer by answering questions that people send to me by email, right? And I ask them, look, feel free to ask me questions. I don't expect a direct answer from me by email because it takes me so much to do this with everybody, but so we surely make the most to answer you with tweets, with posts, with my newsletter now, which allows me to have a much more direct type of connection with my subscribers, with the followers. So I've been growing and evolving like this. So let's see how it goes and where it takes. But yes, the idea is to continue sharing and answering in the most cost-effective way, because indeed, I mean, if it is not your business model, my main business model right now is to consulting with companies, right? No, on sharing or doing e-learning or anything like that. Maybe I'm trying to keep it relevant and to be useful in every way that I can.
Well, Aleida, thank you so much for sharing your experiences with us. How can our listeners find out more about you?
You can search for me on Twitter at Aleida, A-L-E-Y-D-A. It's my handle, my name, my first name. Or also at my website, aleidasolis.com is my website.
Fantastic.
You can learn more about me there directly. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Aleida, and thanks for everyone for listening. You'll find the show notes at sitevisibility.com/IM podcast as usual. We're on Stitcher and iTunes, and two ways of communicating with us. The email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk, or you can leave a message or a question on +44 1273 256 150. So that's all from me, Andy, and it's all from Aleida.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. It was a pleasure to share with you, Andy.
Thanks, Aleida, and we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.